CBSI on the World, John Batchelor, Thaddeus McCotter, and we welcome the Dusty One. Indiana Honeline, his bag of tricks, his chapeau, his bullwhip, and he takes us immediately to a museum in Singapore, about the Jews. Good evening, Indiana. This museum
Good evening.
Is very elaborate. What does it speak to? What history?
It's very elaborate, and it speaks to an unknown history because people don't generally associate Singapore with the Jewish community. In fact, today it has the record-sized Jewish community of about 2,500 people, but there is a long history, more than 200 years, when Jews came there, and you can see Stars of David on buildings and names of Jewish businessmen who helped build the city and the and contributed to the community there. And there were about 1,500 Jews there in the middle of the 20th century. But people don't know the longer history of how immigrants from Iraq and Europe came to Singapore because of anti-Semitism and for trade and to build their businesses. And there was a steep decline at the beginning and then during the early 1900s, but it has been rebuilt now, and it is a center for exchanges. And they built a museum now that tells the real story, both for the people of Singapore and for the Jewish community there, to know about the Jewish festivals, Jewish culture, Jewish religion. And, you know, that the first governing general was a Jewish guy, David Marshall. He was the city-state's first, I think, called a chief minister in the mid-50s. And there are still three synagogues actually functioning in Singapore. And they have now the chance to tell the story.
Indiana, I know that Jews fled Europe and reached as far as Shanghai and even Tokyo. Did they also reach Singapore, fleeing the depredations of the Hitlerites?
They did, some, but many of these had fled actually earlier from persecution in Iraq and other places. And Singapore was always welcoming, as you are quite right, that a large number of Jews found their way to Singapore, and especially because of the efforts of the hero Sugihara, who wrote papers for them to enable them to escape certain death in Europe.
To Tokyo. Thaddeus?
Indiana, we have tales of wild asses, and we're not talking about the Buchanan administration.
Yes, we're talking about the Kunga, which was the first hybrid animal about 4,500 years ago, predating what was about 1,000 years later, thought to have been the first effort. This was a breed made to be a war horse because it was very strong and was not afraid. Donkeys were afraid to go into battle where they would be hurt. These animals were not, and they were found, bones had been found for a long time, and were unable to sequence it until recently when they found in a royal burial complex near Aleppo in northern Syria, and they were able, through various means now, finding 25 skeletons of these male kungas who were sacrificed or buried with their masters.
30
and
seconds,
they were able to track it down, and now we have the story of the Kunga, which was a merger of the donkey, a female donkey, and a male hemipede, which is the Syrian wild ass.
The Kungas of Syro-Mesopotamia, ancient equines, roamed the region 4,500 years ago. Indiana Honeline, the dusty chapeau, the bullwhip, back out with his bag of tricks. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.